Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so if anybody, like a mature brain here, I mean, I know on social media all things live, but a mature brain here, I think most people will go, all right, there's not a quarterback controversy now. And as you sort of put, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, I'll accept that. There's a path where this could lead to that, at least in the near term. If Matt keeps winning games, Brock gets healthy, he comes back and starts losing games. Well, yeah, you owe it to your locker room to win football games. So sure, there's that path, but that in this moment remains a hypothetical and something that has not occurred as of yet. So if the mature thinking brain can go, well, we don't have a quarterback controversy yet, then my question would be, why the hell would you purposefully try to have one? Why would you push for one? Why would you welcome controversy into your building, especially controversy that does not seem to fit? Now, I don't want to make a comp that's going to get everybody all, you know, feathers ruffled here, but if you need any evidence on how football teams feel about controversy and how badly they don't want it, I don't know, take a look at what happened to Colin Kaepernick's career or Shedeur Sanders' draft status. Were those things fair? Hell no. But that's the way football teams operate. They do not reach out and purposefully welcome things that feel dramatic into the room.
You could even go to Michael Sam and Antonio Brown.
Absolutely.
Like,
there's a million examples.
Million of them. But like situations, and even like Miko Grimes, her husband.
Yeah, Brent Grimes.
Yeah, thank you. I knew it wasn't Quentin Grimes, but I couldn't remember which Grimes it was, but... The Grimes thing, that became a thing. So, yes, all these other things, and, you know, put aside the politicized aspect of some of the references you've made. Yes, these teams don't want that. They don't want to have to stand up in their locker and have questions be asked about stuff that is nonsensical.
Did the 49ers, after they lost to the Rams last year at home in the rain, did they just pull Devondre Campbell aside and say, look, don't do that? All right, we'll see you at practice on Wednesday. No, they said, get the hell out of here and don't ever come back.
Think about Jonathan Gannon yesterday, where he had to go up in front of the media and say, what I did to DeMercado was not me. It wasn't good. It wasn't me and the whole thing. And that was controversy that, you know, he actually kind of started because of the way he reacted toward his player, which was over the line, no doubt. But because it was over the line, now he has to come out. And so I don't know if his teammates have to answer those questions, but
I don't know.
It's at the very least a distraction.
Too bad the ball wasn't over the line. Then none of that would have happened. But anyway, there's always a this and that. And so I understand it. The only thing that matters to a football team is winning games. So if Mac Jones keeps winning games, I get it. People are going to be like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Well, I think most of us, if not all of us, can at least acknowledge the difficulty of that kind of an opinion here in this particular case. No, it's not black and white, and it's not always what you push for. Oh, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, it's a little different in a case like this. And I'm not just talking about money, and I'm not just talking about politics. But for example, listen to this from Brian Baldinger. This is on with the Joes this morning on the Morning Roast. And I actually find the concept that he's talking about here, this is super dangerous for the 49ers if they take his advice.
I don't disagree with that at all. And that's not a knock on Brock. I mean, if he's 95%, why put him out there? Like, why not until you're absolutely certain that he's 100%? And if Mac wins a fourth game against a very good Tampa team, then I would definitely leave him in. At this point, I believe in riding the hot hand. It just happens. It's not, you're not trying to usurp somebody, but your job is to win as many games as you possibly can, however you do it. And you cannot be worried about any player egos or anything else. I mean, Mac's playing great football right now. And so I don't know, like I wouldn't be in a hurry to make that change.
Okay. So part of what he says, I completely agree with, but then he switches. He says, look, if Brock's only 95% healthy, why would you rush it? Totally agree. But then he flips. And he says, like, if Mac wins the game against the Bucs, you absolutely start him again the next week.
You ride the hot hand.
What if Brock's 100%? What if Brock's 100%? You're going to make no mistake about it. This isn't about ego. This is about how you're running your business. This is what you want to tell, supposedly, the future face of your franchise, the current face of your franchise. The highest paid player on in your entire organization, and you want to tell the rest of the league that this is how you handle him. Because remember, don't act like he's had some extended period of awful play. Don't buy into that. That's a bunch of junk.
Well, I've heard that here on this
of
very
course,
station.
Of course you have. Know. And then that's why I love having you as a partner, and you bring up DVOA,
sure.
And you're very good
at advanced metrics,
explaining to people that the 49ers sucked last year because they had one of the worst defenses in the NFL. But go ahead and keep telling me it was the offense.
Oh,
that's
they were
fine.
6-11. I'm sorry. Brock was 6-11.
Actually,
he didn't lose all the games.
Yeah,
but
he wasn't. I think he was 6-9.
Sure.
Yeah. Look, I get the black and white thinking, but this is not a black and white scenario. So no, that's so dangerous and reckless to say flatly that if Mac Jones wins Sunday, and by the way, I don't even know that he's starting Sunday. I think so, but we don't know that. But if Mac Jones wins Sunday, then he definitely gets, don't forget now, Sunday night football.
Against Atlanta. Yeah.
In your own building.
Yep.
You're going to show the world a healthy Brock with a headset.
Yeah.
Okay. Do it.
Go ahead.
Controversy into the building.
To.
Yes, they're allowed to.
And Atlanta's
it would be reckless.
Atlanta, the team that they will face, is a team that has had a little bit of a controversy light, where they pulled Penix, they put in Cousins, and then back to Penix. But it's not completely beyond the norm. It's pretty out there, but it's not unprecedented that you would make a move like this. The thing that makes it so dramatic is the contract. And he's going to make $53 million a year starting next year. That's what makes all of this so much more amped up, because if you took out the contracts, and you always said this, like, what if we didn't know what these guys made? What if you didn't have any idea?
I would love that.
Well, then there'd be no doubt you would play Mac Jones. Like, if Mac went one on Sunday, if Mac went to 4-0 as the quarterback, I don't think that there's any way you would take him out if people didn't know how much Brock made.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all.
If he wins his fourth in a row,
what? So
contracts are all put aside,
hold on,
and Mac is 4-0 as a starter?
Yeah, so now, basically, we're making decisions about the people around us, coworkers, business, or whatever we run. We run families.
Right.
So you're going to make decisions solely on what's happened the last month.
No,
nothing about what has been built by the people around you. Nothing about that framework. Nothing about what they've achieved in the past. That has nothing to do with your decision at all.
It has a lot to do with it.
Okay.
But when you're rolling,
yes,
when you've got something that is working,
okay,
why not go with it? Why not? I mean,
because there's consequences.
Well, there's consequences based on the salary. And I don't think that there's consequences based on, like, Brock Purdy's fragile ego. No,
it's not ego. No, I don't worry about Brock and his emotions at all. What I worry about is mixed messages to your locker room. Don't act like that's not a thing. That is a thing. You do not want a quarterback controversy. I know those of you who live on Twitter want one. You don't want this. It breaks teams up. okay? Like, a lot of people are going to be too young to remember this, but do you remember Doug Flutie, Rob Johnson?
Of course.
Like, when you literally have two QBs and a locker room that is split down the middle on which one helps them win more, not good. It's not good. There's a reason that that position carries the weight that it carries, because the whole team looks to that person to be their dog. And if you have two dogs and you don't know which one is your favorite, you have a problem. It's, you can call it a good problem to have, but don't act like it's not a problem.
It's only a problem if you go out and you lose games. And it's only a problem if the locker room is not aligned. And I'm glad you brought up that example, because my old partner, my dear friend Lorenzo Neal, tells me the story about when they took on Buffalo in the playoffs.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Buffalo started Rob Johnson, and in the Titan locker room, they were like confetti and champagne in the pregame.
There you go.
Because Flutie Flakes was the real deal, and Rob Johnson was not so much. And so I think Tennessee went out and they beat Buffalo in that playoff game, and they couldn't have been happier to do that. But this is a little different. It's regular season.
Sure.
If Mac Jones is, again, we're assuming that both are healthy or the same level of healthy. We don't even know if either one of them is
exactly
at 80 or 90%.
I'm kind of actually assuming that neither one of them are healthy.
Right. I mean,
anyway.
I'm sure Brock Purdy is at, you know, 70, whatever, and Mac Jones is probably at 70, whatever, and, you know, Adrian is at 100%.
Yeah,
he's ready to go. But yeah, he's so ready.
I don't even know that actually either, but yeah.
And I don't even know about the locker room, and I would love to talk to a former Niner from the 2012 team when this actually happened.
Yeah.
Smith got concussed. Kaepernick came in. He went 5-2. Alex got healthy. Was there a divide in the locker room?
I can't speak to that, obviously.
I can't either.
I don't know. It feels like no. But here's two reasons why that was different. Number one, and you know these, number one, both of those players were draft capital players. Alex Smith was the number one overall pick, but then a new regime comes in and Colin Kaepernick is a second round draft pick. These are both supposed to be some level of dudes, right? And then here's the other thing. Colin came in and it wasn't just that he was hot. I think most people with the eye test thought, and we could have a whole, and I'm sure this city did for months and months and months, have a whole conversation on who's better. And in that moment, especially with a skill set that he had, I think most people looked at that and went, I don't know yet because it's early, but I think Colin is better. Now, if that's your thought here, you're welcome to have that opinion, and then I would agree with you. But you got to tell me that you flatly think Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy. If you want to just roll with Mac until he loses, don't do the whole like, ooh, we won that game by one and we won that game by two. So now we're just going to sit our franchise player. That I'm out on. If you flatly think you messed up and Mac is a better player who gives you a better chance to win for the rest of the year, then stand on that opinion and I welcome having that debate. I do not. I personally am blown away by what he's achieved, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
But I do not believe that Mac Jones is a better player than Brock Purdy.
And I don't believe that Kaepernick was better than Alex Smith. In that moment, for what he did in that season when you were running an offense a certain way, yes, in those games,
yeah,
in those moments,
I thought he was better. I thought he was.
Well, he was better because of what Harbaugh wanted to do.
And that matters.
Right. And
that matters.
What does Shanahan want to do?
Well,
Shanahan wants to do.
He clearly likes them both.
Right. And he likes what Mac Jones has done, I'm sure, because Mac Jones while not as mobile, he's making a lot of big throws in your winning game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.